MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 23, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. In today's news, there is a new push to make Massachusetts a sanctuary state. It's primary election day in New Hampshire, and 11 North Shore cities and towns will be voting today on the new Whittier High School proposal. And of course, we'll have additional news and sports from around the North Shore.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, Winthrop boys hockey keeps winning, and we have notes from high school basketball from last night. Rick?
Okay, Bill, thanks. Overcast, mid to upper 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10.04 p.m. The North of Boston newspapers are running a story today online reporting that there is a new push by advocates for Massachusetts to become a sanctuary state. State House reporter Christian Wade reports that the act to protect the civil rights and safety of all Massachusetts residents would forbid state officials, that is to say state police, sheriffs, and local law enforcement, from detaining people on behalf of federal immigration services. Today is primary election day in New Hampshire. It's also election day for 11 North Shore cities and towns, as voters will decide the fate of a proposed new Whittier Tech High School. Voting hours are from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in the following communities: Amesbury, Georgetown, Groveland, Haverhill, Ipswich, Merrimack, Newbury, Newburyport, Raleigh, Salisbury, and West Newbury. Below in this post, we have two documents prepared by the City of Newburyport that highlight the financial impact of the project. Also in today's North Shore Extra, we are featuring the extended comments from Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on the project. You can hear the mayor right after today's sportscast. The Distinguished Speaker Series in Manchester by the Sea will open on February 1 at the town's library. The Gloucester Times reports today that the opening speaker is retired U.S. Army Brigadier General Jack Hammond. Hammond serves as CEO of Home Base, a nonprofit organization affiliated with the Boston Red Sox Foundation and Massachusetts General Hospital that's dedicated to healing the invisible wounds for veterans of all ages. Congratulations are due for Saugus firefighter Jonathan Wallace. The Daily Item is reporting today that Wallace recently graduated from the Massachusetts Firefighting Academy and earned the Outstanding Recruit Award. The 10-week class of 31 firefighters had representatives from all around the state and from around the North Shore. Newton teachers remain on strike today. This is the third day of the strike, and so far there has not been any progress in the contract negotiations. Just ahead on North Shore Today Extra, you will hear from Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. But up next, sports with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute, cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved-out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks last night in Texas, 119-110. Jason Tatum with 39 points and 11 rebounds for the Celts. The Bruins beat Winnipeg at the Garden last night, 4-1. Bruin Jake DeBrusk says it felt like playoff hockey.
I think that's playoff hockey, to be honest. I mean, obviously, it's probably not as physical or intense, but tight checking and close scores are what you're going to be seeing from, when it counts. So I think that anytime you can get any ground in the sense of getting confidence from winning these types of games, I think it really helps everybody in the group. And we can just contributions from everybody. So, that's one thing that gets everybody feeling good about their game.
In boys high school hockey from last night, Winthrop beat Essex Tech 5-2, Beverly over Somerville 5-2. Northeastern Conference boys basketball last night, Peabody over Danvers 71-44, Beverly beat Saugus 63-35. Salem beat Gloucester 69-35, Marblehead over Winthrop 75-50, and Masconomet beat Swampscott 56-53. In girls basketball, we have a separate post-up with details on the Beverly 46-29 win over Saugus. This is Beverly coach Seth Stanchel.
Yeah, I thought it all started with defense. You know, I thought the whole game we played really, really well defensively. We had very few breakdowns. I thought we blocked out and got rebounds. And when we get stops, it really makes our offense play way more efficiently, and it gets us better shots. So everything starts on the defensive end.
Saugus played the game tight in the first half, but in the fourth quarter, they scored just 1 point. Saugus coach Joe Lowe.
I just thought Beverly outplayed us in every facet. They out-rebounded, out-hustled, hit more shots. They played better defense. They were just a way better team than us tonight.
Saugus girls basketball coach Joe Lowe. Now, we'll have more with both of these coaches later on in North Shore Today Extra after Mayor Reardon from Newburyport. Other girls winners last night included Winthrop, Peabody, Masconomet, and Gloucester. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody, and be sure to keep listening for North Shore Today Extra.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. Welcome back. This is North Shore Today Extra. In this segment, we'll have some extended audio clips with Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on the Whittier Tech renovation or new high school project and boat that is taking place today. You'll also hear from Seth Stanchel, girls basketball coach at Beverly High School, and Joe Lowe, the girls basketball coach at Saugus High School. First up, again from his Mayor's Corner podcast, this is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on the Whittier Tech boat that's taking place today.
So we have a big vote coming up on Tuesday. So this is my last Mayor's Corner, and I know you have been listening to me. Those of you that watch these have been listening to me talk about Whittier for about 6 months now. But it's all led up to this point, right? We have a vote on Tuesday, January 23rd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. For the most part, all the same polling places, and I say that because we have some something that we might have to change for Plum Island residents, but we will get that out to residents Friday, and then hopefully it'll be in the paper Monday if we do have to change that. But for everyone else, it's going to be the same polling locations. Again, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Those are weird hours, so I want to say that again on Tuesday, January 23rd. Newburyport is one of 11 communities that feed into Whittier, so that vote will be happening in all of 11 communities at the same time. And there's been a lot of talk around this, right? And so what I've been trying to do for the last 6 months is just raise the level of awareness to this project. What would it mean for Newburyport, and what would it mean for the other 10 cities and towns that make up the Whittier School District? Just to recap real quickly, it's a $444 million school project that Whittier School District is proposing. They entered into the Massachusetts School Building Authority program. They got a design approved in December, and then once that design is approved, then they voted to have a majority vote in all 11 cities and towns, which means they're going to add up all the votes from the 11 cities and towns, and if the yeas have it, then they're agreeing with that project, and if the no has it, that's going to stop that process, and Whittier's going to have to reassess what happens next. Everyone knows my position about this. I've been very outspoken against this project from the beginning, and it has nothing to do with Whittier and what they do. I think they're a great school, and they provide great education to kids. My problem from the beginning was, how can you have a project so expensive but not involve the 11 cities and towns that have to pay for it in any kind of the planning? You know, essentially, Whittier was able to go off, you know, on their own and develop their dream school with no kind of input about how it's going to get paid for. And that's really important with the vote, right? Because no matter what happens on Tuesday, there's no funding mechanism attached to that vote. So again, what a yes and no vote means. A yes vote means that you are 100% on board with that $500 million school. Okay? Now, if that passes, then now all 11 cities and towns have to figure out how to pay for it. So it's not as even as simple as saying, like, oh, my taxes will go up this much and I'm okay with that if it passes. Because we don't know if we have to go to voters after this, whether it be this year or next year, for a debt exclusion just to pass this Whittier vote, which I said, $30 million is our bill. And then if we do have to bond for it, it's going to be over $60 million for 29 kids over the 30 plus years of the loan. It's not just about that, right? Because it's about what can we, you know, this wasn't in our pipeline of plans. So how do we, it's like you have a credit card. This could max out our credit card when we have a lot of different things that we already have planned that we wanted to do in the city on our own capital improvement plan for the next 5 years. So that's basically where we're at. So I would say if you're still on the fence or you're still thinking about it, reach out to my office. I'm happy to talk about this. This is all I've been talking about essentially for 6 months. We also have a lot of information on our website. Go to cityofnewburyport.com. You know, it's important to bring up too, you know, the YES campaign for this Whittier project is being funded by the company that would benefit the most financially by building this school. That's really important. So like the information you're getting in mailers, again, after this, we don't even know how much money they've raised on this. It's probably hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, the mailers that have been coming out, I think we've got three of them so far, the text messages, the emails, those all cost massive amounts of money. And we don't even know where that money's coming from. But we do know that the YES campaign is being run by political consultants hired by the trade unions and the Consigli company, construction company, who are going to build this $500 million school. So Just think about where you're getting your information from. I think the 11 cities and towns have done a great job trying to pool the amount of, be consistent about what the information we're trying to share to residents, which is why I'm encouraging you to go to cityofnewburyport.com, go to the Whittier page, go to the mayor's office tab, go to the Whittier page. We have some great information there. And just ask around, because I just think that the impact of this project could be you know, really crippling for cities and towns. And this is not just a Newburyport problem. We are all grappling about how to pay for this. And again, you're talking about so few kids coming from a lot of these smaller towns. And again, it would affect the way we do business for years to come. So just think of that. And please, if anything, just get out and vote on January 23rd. If you're a senior out there and you need a ride to the polls, our Council of Aging is going to arrange rides for people. Just call up the COA, ask for Rosemary. She's signing up everybody for rides. But we're happy to do that. We want to get people out and vote. We don't want access to the polls to be a reason why people don't get out. So we're happy to give rides to the polls and the Council of Aging. Thank you to Sarah Landry and her team for doing that.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon, again, on our post here on North Shore Today. Today, get all the facts, if you will, that have been supplied by the city of Newburyport with a couple of charts right below the podcast here on North Shore Today. And again, that vote is today from 11 until 7 in these 11 communities, as listed in the podcast earlier with Rick Moore. Now, some post-game comments, some extended comments from last night's girls basketball game in Saugus. Beverly won that game, Beverly over Saugus. This is Beverly coach Seth Stanchel.
Yeah, I thought it all started with defense. You know, I thought the whole game we played really, really well defensively. We had very few breakdowns. I thought we blocked out and got rebounds. And when we get stops, it really makes our offense play way more efficiently and it gets us better shots. So everything starts on the defensive end.
You had a good lead in the at the beginning of the second quarter. They battled back, though, in that second quarter. What were they doing in that second quarter?
I thought they were aggressive offensively. You know, 15 is a really hard guard, and 3 was really athletic. So they did a great job of getting in the paint. And when they get 2 feet in the paint, you know, those two players are tough to stop. So I thought they played fast, they played aggressive, and, you know, we didn't cut off the driving lanes as well as we could have.
Seth, there was a stretch or two there where it looked like you guys were struggling to get baskets, put points, on the board. But yet, coming down the stretch, they were struggling. Your defense really stepped up, as you were pointing out.
Yeah, and that's the, you know, you have good days, bad days offensively. Defense is something you can always hang your hat on, and our team's still learning that. You know, I think this is the best defensive game we've had, but we're still learning that consistent defense is going to give us a chance, whether we're shooting well, playing well offensively or not. And tonight was probably the best defensive game we've had.
What other things went well in your estimation tonight?
Sure, I thought our leadership was great. You know, I thought we could play the next play well. You know, maybe there's some calls that didn't go our way, or, you know, we had a bad turnover when we shouldn't have, and I thought our girls were really mentally mature enough to kind of move on and just play the next play as hard as they could.
The Saugus team comes in with a winning record. They move the ball well themselves. They're They handled the ball well, it seemed like. So what was it that you were most concerned with this Saugus team?
Keeping them out of the paint. You know, they have a lot of great shooters, and what they do is they get in the paint, and then you got to collapse to protect the hoop, and they kick it out to those shooters. So the first step was trying to keep them out of the paint. And like I said before, 15-3 are really good at getting in the paint, so that was the challenge. Can we stop them from getting inside so we can stay home on shooters and force them to have bad shots?
Finally, Steph, give me a note or two on a few of your players and their and what they did tonight.
Sure. I thought Anna Michal was great off the bench for us. Lauren Cayley was awesome on the boards, playing big, had a couple blocks in there. You know, Molly scored the ball well. And then Clara had to play on their best player the whole game. You know, we didn't take her out once. She's a freshman. You know, she's playing against upperclassmen, and she's just battling. So, you know, it's nice to have that, and you're really proud of kids who give you that much effort.
That is Beverly girls basketball coach Seth Stanchel. Now, Saugus girls basketball coach Joe Lowe.
I just thought Beverly outplayed us in every facet. They out-rebounded, out-hustled, hit more shots. They played better defense. They were just a way better team than us tonight.
They jumped out to a lead early in that second quarter. I think they got up to 9, I think it was, maybe 11. But you guys battled back. You had a really good second quarter after that. I
thought. Yep.
Came back. So what was clicking there? I mean, you were shooting and defending, I think, at that point.
We just started to defend. In the first quarter, we said not to double down off their shooters. We give up 4 threes in the first. We went man. We defended. All right. In the second quarter, we just attacked the rim. We stopped attacking the rim after the second quarter. Attack the rim and play defense. We'll be fine.
Now, did they do anything differently defensively coming down the stretch in that fourth quarter?
They were just sagging off, and we just, like, we're running screen and rolls, people wide open. We're not hitting the people who are open, I thought. And we didn't hit 1-3 tonight as well. I think that, like, we got opportunities. We just didn't convert any of them.
It's funny because they had 4 threes in that first quarter. Then yeah. They couldn't hit a three for a long time.
Yeah, but they started the third quarter. They hit one, which I thought was a three. They called it two, and then they hit another one.
Yeah.
And they just came all ready to play in the third.
So when you look at your team, Coach, you know, player-wise, what were some positives that you saw tonight? Any at all from your players?
I thought Jess Bremberg and Devin Miller got our bigs battled. Like the game plan for us was for them to battle tough in the middle, and I thought they did. I don't think number two is a very good player for them, Collie. She didn't really beat us. We just let the guards beat us, and I thought our two bigs did a nice job on theirs.
What was your concern facing this Beverly team? What is it that they present to you guys, either offensively or defensively, that was difficult?
Their guards are really good, right? So our game plan coming in was play zone, don't double down off the guards, and that's what we did. We doubled down. They made us back.
Any other thoughts, Coach, on the game tonight?
Nope. Beverly's a very good team, and we'll be back Thursday at Winthrop.
Saugus High girls basketball coach Joe Lowe following their loss last night in Saugus against Beverly in Northeastern Conference play. Both teams still with winning records in the Northeastern Conference. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.